Today we're visiting with the CEO of AgReliant Genetics, Craig Newman, who is set to retire June 30th, and he's stepping down January 1st. Craig, first of all, explain what AgReliant Genetics is.
Well, AgReliant Genetics is a joint venture between the fourth largest seed company in the world, Lima Grain from France, and the fifth largest, KWS, from Germany, and started in 2000. And it was a 50-50 joint venture, and it's for the corn and soybean business in North America is the targeted customers. So we've been in business about 15 years, and we've moved up to the third largest seed corn company in North America.
And over the past 15 years, talk about the growth and success of AgReliant Genetics over the years.
Well, we have grown in in corn volume by about three times, and we're just a little under 7% of the U.S. market and over 10% of the Canadian market. And we started in about eighth position in 2000, and again, we've increased three times in corn volume. Also, in dollar volume, dollar sales, we've increased about an average of 15%, over 15% a year over that whole period.
How does it feel to be retired?
Well, it's a mixed feeling, and generally speaking, I guess a person does this one time, and you have the mixed feelings of missing the everyday action. I've been very involved for 37 years in the seed industry, and in particular in with seed company and with AgReliant Genetics, and before that, AgriGold and Aiken Seed, etc. So you're really involved in that, but yet I've got six grandchildren that are four and under, and one on the way in next month. So my wife is the number one babysitter of all of them. So she travels to San Antonio, Texas, to Nashville, Tennessee, and to St. Louis to take on those duties. And I've not been able to participate as much. So actually, that's certainly one of the things that am looking forward to. I always say there's six good reasons to look forward to retirement, and so I'm excited about that. I certainly will miss the people and the industry. I was with Procter & Gamble for 7.5 years when I after I graduated from Purdue University, and then went into the seed business. And it's just a great industry and part. A key part of agriculture, just the honesty of the farmers is just refreshing, and it continues even over all those years. So it's a pleasure to work with them and be part of the whole process. So agriculture is a great place, and seed is a great place to be.
Is there any particular thing that drew you to AgReliant Genetics?
I was in a bigger company like a Procter & Gamble. You have kind of a progression, and I was in progression, but Dave Aiken from Aiken Seed was a company that had 11 employees, and he recruited me, and I was in Cleveland, Ohio at the time, and just was intrigued by the challenge, and to make something small bigger was just intriguing, and so that's what kind of intensely happened for the last 37 years. And so it was probably the challenge of it, plus I'm from Indiana originally, and I thought there would be more interaction with my children or future children with grandparents, my parents who lived at Petersburg, Indiana. So it was the challenge and the proximity, but mainly the challenge.
And you're going to, I guess, kind of be around for the transition until about June 30th. What would you tell the new AgriLiant CEO to look forward to with this company?
Well, I would say it's a special company. We've done some things in brand strategy that really no one else has been able to do. And it's just a lot of things rolled together, and I'd say you want to continue that branding and the brand strategy involved with that. The people, you know, it's been a big effort to have the best people, and I think that I believe that there are really committed, talented people throughout the organization. We've got over 950 employees. And so, and then just kind of continue to recruit the best. And we are, again, in a unique situation because our parents are privately, the majority is privately owned at KWS, two families that control the majority for 158 years. One of them is the same family, so it's sixth generation. And then the Lima Grain is owned by 2,000 French farmers. So my point is they don't answer to the stock market, and obviously you've followed what's going on with Dow and DuPont and probably more that's happening with Syngenta and Monsanto. So there's a lot happening, but most of it is motivated by shareholders interested in their share price. So we don't have that kind of pressure. We certainly have pressure to perform, but it's different than what's causing all the disruption in the seed industry.
Mr. Newman, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.